promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, April 29th. We're back in the studio live and Stephanie's back with us. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Good morning,
guys. Welcome back.
Thank you. And I have to say, Sam, and to everybody, thank you all for being so supportive. Yesterday was a little rough. If you listeners don't know, one of the foster dogs that I had, Chester, actually escaped and got hit by a car yesterday and is no longer with us. And by some miracle, my other dog, Bodhi, got out with him and somebody brought him back to my house. I don't know who it was. I didn't get a phone call, but I arrived back at my house and he was there with Fred. So,
did he have a name tag? I mean, is that how you found where you live?
Yeah, I have my address and my phone number, but nobody called to say, hey, like, Bodhi was running around, but the guy that was, there were four people that stopped after Chester was hit that were helping, you know, pick him up and bring him to the side of the road. And because the guy that hit him just hit him and left.
Really?
This is what this guy told us.
Right.
And so he was standing there and he was like, yeah, I also saw a German Shepherd running with him. And then he just took off and he was so freaked out. And I'm like, oh my God, thinking like, this is my dog, because my one, Bodhi's a German Shepherd, and I'm freaking out. And so anyway, Meg and I had to go get coffee, and we were coming, like, we were rushing to get back. She went to go see about Chester. She's like, go look to see if Bodhi and Fred are there. So I ran, and they're both in my yard with the gate shut. And there's no way they could shut that gate, and it wasn't shut. Like, okay, so I have a little yard, and then there's a big yard. And I had my gate open, because they're allowed to play in the big yard too, but there's no way for them to get out of the big yard. It's a huge door, a huge wall. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like trying to rack my brain. Did somebody come in? Did my neighbors come in? Like, they know the dogs, they know Chester. And so all day I couldn't figure it out until the afternoon when my neighbor Ashley was like, yeah, there's a gas guy that came. And I was like, wait, he came in the morning? She goes, no, he just came now because we didn't have gas all day.
Really?
And I'm thinking, and I go, oh my God. And I look down, and just for everybody out there that has dogs, if you think that your dogs, or if you've rescued a dog, like, my house is safe. I've had rescue places come and look at my house when I've rescued India, and they said my house is safe and nobody can get out. Well, if the dog's smart enough, they will find a way.
Really?
But honestly, Chester broke through a screen that leads underneath the house.
Right.
Broke through that.
Into the crawl space.
Into like the, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Underneath the house and broke through the other side that leads out to the driveway.
Wow.
And that's how they got out.
How did he fit there? He's a pretty big dog, no?
Yeah, he is a big dog, but it's a pretty decent size. Like, he could, if you look at it, you would say, you could see that how he could get out of it.
Wow.
But it was, I mean.
He must have freaked out, huh? He must have really been scared if he did this.
Well, no, I don't. No? He loved, like, honestly, when dogs are in a shelter and you rescue them, they become super attached to you.
Mm.
Like, my dogs are super attached to me, and they were both in rescue shelters. They weren't in, like, bad shelters. But they become super attached to you. So if you're not with them, they get nervous, right?
That's what I mean. Maybe he got scared because you weren't there and he didn't know what to do.
Well, I had left him home before.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in that way. Absolutely, Sam. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, I've left him with the dogs. They love him. They all play together. He feels safe in the house. But for whatever reason, he wanted to be with me and just didn't want to stay and decided to
Wow.
Breakthrough. And unfortunately, yeah. this happened. And yeah, so I don't want to start crying, but, so thank you all for your kind, you know, emails and
yeah, it's
Facebook
tough.
Messages.
It's tough to go through something like that.
Oh, God.
Especially how much you love dogs and that, you know, I mean.
Even a foster dog. And yeah. I mean, I loved him as my own and I would have taken him. You know me. If I didn't find a home for Chester, I would have kept him.
Right.
But I wanted to at least try to find a good home. And, you know, I loved him like my own. It's just completely heartbreaking. And, you know, like 3 weeks before he was going to be euthanized. And then we take him out of the shelter and.
Right.
3 weeks later, he dies.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, that scares me, man. Every day I get up in the morning, it's like, what's the day going to hold for us, you know? You never know. I mean, life is just so fragile, you know?
I know. And you don't think about how quickly it's gone. Like, I was literally, like, within 10 minutes of me being at a coffee shop, my dog had escaped and got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And literally, like, you think about it, he was there. I don't want to start crying, but he was...
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
Sorry. Right. I can't. But
I understand. I understand. So, should we change the topic? Or,
yes, please. Okay. Because I'm gonna start crying. It's a little fresh for me. So.
I know. I can understand.
But
that,
I just wanted to sincerely thank you, Sam, and the listeners out there for reaching out, and I so appreciate your kind words. And you know, just having people reach out is more than enough. And you never, and being on the other side, you never know what to say to somebody when that happens.
Right.
But just even the call and just, I'm sorry, is so, so appreciated.
Yeah.
So please know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is hard. And we wish you all the best
Thank
with that,
you.
Stephanie.
Thank you,
I don't know
Sam.
How, like you said, you don't know what to say to the situation like that.
You don't.
Know, just
and
like, be strong and... You know, and overcome and move on, you know.
And that's what you have to do. And I had 3 weeks with him. And the only thing is there's nothing that I regret. Like, I told him I loved him every day. I kissed him. I cuddled with him. He slept on my bed. I took him for walks and a hike and dog park. And you know what? Gave him great food. Like, I can honestly say that his 3 weeks were great.
Right.
Like, I really made sure that he knew he was loved and that no matter what I told him, I said, look, if I don't take you, I said this to him, whether or not he understood, but I was talking to him like he knew. And I just said, look, Chester, we're going to find the best home for you and I'm not going to just give you to anybody. And if it doesn't work out, I will absolutely keep you.
Wow.
So I told him that. And I feel like I did share with him and make him feel like he was part of the family, and my dogs were amazing to him and really played with him and brought him in and kissed him, and you know what I mean, really made him feel like home. So that I can honestly say, like, for those 3 weeks I felt like I did what I wanted to do and what was best for him. So I'm glad I have no regrets with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And besides, you know, sometimes just like with people, you say it's better than if they suffered a lot, you know? I mean, this probably was quick and, you know, I mean, not that there's a good way to go, but you know, I mean, some people and animals, they're just dragged on for years and sick and stuff. So if we have to go, I think this is a better way to go.
Yeah, I've had a couple friends die tragically. Mm-hmm. And then I've actually had, like, my friend's mom who died of ALS in high school. It was a slow process, you know?
Right.
And you saw her for 3 years just deteriorate.
Right.
And you sit there and you
suffering
think.
Suffering the whole time.
Right. And really suffering. Because, you know, ALS is, your muscles just go. Like, it just takes over and you have no, you can't move your body. Like, she couldn't talk by the end of it. You know, she was just like a vegetable, and it was so hard to watch, like, to see this woman, to know her since I was 12 years old, such full of life and such a beautiful woman to see become this vegetable. And you're thinking, like, okay, like, I saw from both sides. I was like, is it fair? I mean, I felt so bad for her to go through this. And then I was looking at my best friend, Kristen, who's taking care of her. And I was like, is this good for her? She said goodbye with her to her mom and she was able to be there and take care of her. I mean, or was it horrible for her to see her mom? I don't know. And I guess I'll never know, but I don't, either way, it's still tough. I think a loss is a loss and you know, it breaks your heart either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people deal with it differently. So, Yeah. So okay. Yesterday was a little rough.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Sounds like it. You're here and we're
I'm
happy.
I'm here.
And,
we're back. And yes.
And now that we brought everybody down.
I'm sorry,
with tears.
You guys. No.
No, it's okay. We have to address it. I mean, you
Thank
know,
you.
It's something that... That's dear to you, and I can understand.
How was the show? You had guests on yesterday.
Yeah, we had Mary and Paul from the Oh Mary Show, and that was pretty fun. You know, I mean, we had a lot of fun and
stuff. Oh, good.
But it's not the same without you.
Oh,
you know? So I asked them to come back.
Oh, good.
Here. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Well, I'm sorry I missed it yesterday, and I didn't listen to it because I was out of sorts. And I actually didn't even realize that the royal wedding was on yesterday. And that was like something I wanted to watch. And now I'm catching up online.
Yeah.
But what the... Seriously, this is amazing. I want a royal wedding.
Do you? We can arrange that.
Can we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess Prince Harry's still
waiting. Oh, and
for
he's
someone.
The hot one now.
Yeah?
Well, like,
so?
Not that you really even looked at that, but like years ago, I remember girls out there, you all know this. When they were younger, Prince William was like,
hot.
He was the hot one. He was gorgeous, and he had all his hair, and he was like, but now he's starting to look a little like his father, which is not a good thing. His dad is not attractive. But now Prince Harry is,
he's starting to look
Does
more like
his mom. Does he have
like a girlfriend?
Mom, huh? Can we put in a word for me?
I don't know if he has a girlfriend, but you know what occurred to me? It's like I'm looking at some of the footage now, and he was standing next to them, and as they're saying their vows and everything, he's not even looking. He's staring down, you know?
He's bored.
You think so?
He'd rather be out drinking. Just kidding.
I don't know what his story is. Everybody's watching them, and he's just standing there.
He's like
know?
The bad kid. You know that?
Yeah?
Yeah, he got like caught for drinking and all this
stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You remember,
remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And so he's like the bad kid.
Yeah.
But he's kind of hot. I don't think, though, the royal family would take me in so much. First of all, I'm not a Brit. Second of all, I've been with women, so I think that they might frown upon that. I don't know, but I'm going to guess
You don't
that
think
that's
it
probably...
has anything to do with the fact you're not royalty?
Well, what's her name? Is it
right?
Kate Middleton is not... Well, now
yeah,
she
but
is.
She's part of nobility. We were talking about this.
Yes, yeah, true. So. She came from a rich family, but she's, you know, not a peasant, but
exactly.
She's not... You know,
exactly.
Royal blood.
Yeah.
But I have to say this. I feel like, not like I... Easy on the bald reference. My dad texts me. Sorry, Pop. You're still a good-looking man, though, Pops. I got to say, you got a good face, so it's okay that you're going bald.
Good.
My dad's a little sensitive about the hair. He's jealous that you have hair, Sam.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay, Dad. We still love you. You're still a good-looking man. But I have to say, not like I know this, but I have to. I think Prince William like married the love of his life. Like Prince Charles did not. Obviously, Camilla or Chameleon. What is her name?
Camilla.
I don't know her name. Who cares? That was the love of his life,
right.
And he couldn't marry her until obviously Princess Diana's, you know, death. And how long did he wait until he married her?
Not very long, did he?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, clock ticking. Maybe my husband was right. Maybe he was right about the whole conspiracy thing of them killing Diana. I don't know. But I don't know. He looks really happy. And in these videos, my God, I would love a royal wedding like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, we started watching it last night at around 1 o'clock. They were showing all the guests coming and stuff. And what was striking is the hats that all the women wore. I mean, there were some extravagant ones, some really weird ones, you know. But it was just amazing, you know. And at first I didn't notice it. And then it occurred to me, everybody has hats. Every woman had a hat.
Yeah, they usually do like for certain outings. But I thought you had to take hats off in church. Isn't
yeah,
that, like,
I know,
thing?
But they didn't. No. I guess
if you're a woman and you're wearing some fabulous hat, you don't have to.
Yeah,
no, they wear the craziest hats.
Yeah. You got to see those. I mean, you know, you got to catch some of the video.
I have to watch
it. It's amazing.
Well, they're only showing like pieces, but where do you think I could find it like to see the whole thing?
I don't know. Maybe on, I know CNN are saying they're showing an encore, but I mean, what does it mean the whole thing? You know, they started it when guests were arriving hours before.
I want to watch it.
You
want to
watch
the whole thing? Yeah.
Okay.
What else do I have to do
It's
in my
on
life,
my
right?
DVR, but I don't know how I would transfer it to you.
Well, thanks for thinking.
You know what?
Me,
I'm sure in a week or two you're gonna have a DVD you can get.
I'm
the whole
sure
thing.
That they're playing. I mean, when did they say? When did CNN say that they were gonna?
They have an encore now. I think it's online or something.
Okay. So I can just
Yeah, you can watch
it
online.
Well, there's all these other... You know what? I can just even piece it together.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have it on YouTube and all these places. So that's one thing you won't have to worry about, is where to find the footage.
I know. I'm so... Oh, my God. I can... Yeah, one of my fantasies is to have a royal wedding like this. Well, I've always wanted to live like... I don't know what my obsession was. Uh-huh. And I still have a little bit of this, but I... I've always been obsessed with, like, the English countryside and wanting to live in a castle.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Maybe I'm going to marry Prince Harry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But
maybe in a previous life you were a princess. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe that's why I want to be treated like a princess all the time.
I know. Sometimes I wonder, too. You know, I mean, it's like I like Europe a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have to ask yourself, why? You know, where does it come from?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why would you like the English countryside, you know? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
I've been there
like
one
so
time.
Distant from you. Yeah.
I've been there one time and I was in London.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even really go to the English countryside.
Right.
Yeah. What's my, and I started when I was like, I don't know, like 10 or 11.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. I've been obsessed with it. And I've had this dream of like living in this castle in the countryside.
Look at you. We probably have a princess here. We didn't even know.
Okay. I don't know about that. Settle down there. I don't think they could take me. I would be a little too outspoken. I'm not very proper.
So was Sarah Ferguson, you know, but I guess.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, look where she is.
What was she? Was she a, she was a queen. She was a.
She was a duchess, I think.
A duchess. Okay.
Duchess
let's talk
York,
about this
no?
for a second. What is the difference? What's the difference between a duchess and a princess?
I have no idea.
Damn it. I was hoping somebody knew. Does anybody out there know what the difference between a princess is and a duchess is?
Yeah.
Because I don't get any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Is it just made up?
I would guess that duchess is not as much as a princess.
They're not as important.
No.
Is she still the duchess?
No, not anymore, man. They let her go. They got divorced, remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't remember any of this.
They got divorced. She's not part of the royal family anymore.
What happened?
God, that was so long ago.
Oh
I don't
God.
Know. They just didn't get along.
They hate
Where
each other.
Where have you been?
I don't, Sam.
So
I
much
don't know.
For royal watching, you know?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that, but she was a duchess, so apparently I don't care about
yeah,
the duchess.
Exactly.
I just care about the princess.
But she was pretty outspoken, too. I think she was embarrassing them every once in a while.
And I wonder if that's what happened.
Yeah.
So does she still have her title? Is she like the
I don't think so, no.
So she loses all of that.
Yeah, she was doing like commercials, infomercials, and things like that. On TV.
You know? She needs money now.
Yeah.
What, that her husband doesn't hurt? Wait, so what is her what's her husband? The Dutch? What is he? What
Dutch.
Is it? I, that sounds so stupid. But I
no,
don't know.
Duchess is the female of Duke, I think.
Oh,
know?
Duke. God bless you, Sam, for
Dutch.
Knowing this. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm just going to blame it on that I had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the Duke, you would think that the Duke would have to pay her some child
I'm sure
support
he did.
There.
I'm sure he did.
So why is she doing
he still
stupid
is,
infomercials?
Probably. Who knows? You know, she wants to do something with her life.
She's bored. She's like, I'll be a TV star now.
Yeah.
And I will do infomercials.
Well, yeah, I don't know what she's doing now, but...
Apparently, I didn't even know that she wasn't a duchess anymore.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Okay, so what's this whole... I mean, I could talk about this royal wedding forever, but what is this Pope addresses molestation?
Did oh, you? Well, you know, I mean, in the church, there's been a lot of discoveries of molestation and stuff. So really, the Vatican has had to deal with this because it's a crisis for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess he addressed this and took responsibility and so forth. That's about all I know.
Oh, okay, so
know,
he's just speaking on behalf of everything,
the
not
church.
Specifically him.
Yeah, no, not him. Not
okay.
Him. I can't imagine him doing anything like that.
He's like 105. Look at him. In the video here, do you see him? He's like this. He's like half asleep.
Yeah.
He's like sitting like that.
His head is tilted down.
Right. Like, how does he even... How old is he?
I don't
he must
know. He's
be
not
like,
that old. He's pretty new. I mean, you know, I don't think they would have taken someone really old.
Well, he doesn't look like a spring chicken, Sam.
No, huh?
He's not like you or I. He looks like he's going to keel over in about 2 seconds. How long has he been in
the Pope is 78.
78.
Oh, he was elected when he was 78.
Okay.
So he's 83.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's starting to look it.
Yeah.
Though he looks a little bit older than that. Let's not lie about it.
Yeah.
He's like 105, really. I mean, he does. He really looks like he's like 105. Okay, so he's addressed, because I clicked on it and it wouldn't come up.
Yeah. But
whatever.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to my grandma about it. She's, you know, she's Catholic, and I've asked her what she's thought about this
whole
thing, you know, and she's like, look, my path is with God and God alone. And, you know, I can't sit there and tell people what to do. I don't think it's right. But, you know, she's like, it's just between me and God. And I totally respect that.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not saying that it's okay because it's her religion.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I could sit here and talk about that all day, but.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is. So, going back to the wedding, I'm always wondering why the wedding is always about the bride, you know? I mean, there's two people getting married, you know? Don't choke on me.
I love you, Sam. I know. It was just spit out my water.
But it's always about the bride, you know? And I guess that's what it is. Mm. I mean, the wedding is about the bride. And the guy's just there, you know? It's like in porn, you know? The whole movie is about the woman, and the guy's just there, you know, like a furniture
piece.
Well,
not in gay porn, though, Sam. Come on.
Not in gay porn, okay.
Just saying.
But even that, it's all about the woman, you know? The guy just stands there.
I think, I feel like, I mean, look, there are some men out there that really, really get into the wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, really get into all the details of it. But women are very detail-oriented.
Right.
So, they like doing this stuff. And I think that it kind of started with that. Like, it just, you know, started with women doing it and really planning it. And the guys really didn't care.
Right.
I mean, I was quite the opposite.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. Like, I was like, let's just go to Vegas and let's get married because I don't want to do any of this stuff. But my ex-husband was the one that wanted to have a ceremony.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay. And it was beautiful. I mean,
did you have a big one? I mean, a lot of people.
We had like 120 people.
That's good.
And it was a decent size. It was amazing. Like, you know, my parents were wonderful to say whatever you want. But I was very respectful of not having it go too crazy.
Right.
I mean, I could have jacked it up if I wanted to and put my dad, you know, bankrupt. But I'm not that mean of a daughter. But he... you know, we did it at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel, so on a cliff over the ocean.
Wow.
Like, it was during the day, which was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. Like, really, the Ritz did up. We did everything there. It was one-stop shopping. We did the ceremony. A friend of ours got deputized for the day, married us. So it was so fun. We had all of our family and friends involved. And then we did the reception there.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we did an average wedding. We did an average wedding. Or I mean, as far as the money went, it was like $20,000-$25,000. That was it.
Yeah.
And that's average, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty expensive.
It is. It's a lot of fucking money.
That's
you know,
a lot
for
of money.
One day.
Right. So just think about that when your daughter's like, Dad, I want.
No,
to
I know. I went through this because that's what my ex-wife wanted. And
oh, a
look
big
where
wedding.
We are now. Yeah.
Actually, I do know. Did you have a big wedding?
Yeah.
You did. How many people?
Probably 300 or something. Most of them people I did not even know, you know, because the wedding is not only about the bride, but about the bride's mother, you know, that's what it boils down to.
It's usually that way. My mom actually is pretty mellow about it. She was very like, whatever you want, you know, just let me know what I can help with. Like, my parents were really just whatever your day is about. Like, my mom was not the bridezilla mother, you know, and I wasn't either. I didn't care.
Right.
Dan cared more. Like, we had a sit down with the wedding planner, which came with the hotel that
the
we had
package,
to have. The whole
right.
package, right?
Right?
Which was amazing. She was amazing, mind you, and she really helped us out. But we sat down and we were doing food, like taste, you know, wedding cakes and food, and we were talking about the menu and everything. And then we were talking about how we wanted the table to look. And I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Like, I couldn't take it. Like, I didn't care. And then at one point she looks at me and she was like, so what kind of plates do you want? And I was like, I'm sorry? And she's like, what kind of, like, plates, like, to eat off of? And I was like, I don't know, paper? I was kidding around. And she, like, looked at me like I said some horrible thing. Like, I was just like, she, like, gave me the evil eye. And she's like, I go, do people even look at it? I mean, there's food on it.
Right.
And then when you're done, it's a mess. Who even cares?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, people care. And I said, well, guess what? I don't. So you can pick whatever you want for plates because I don't care. So then my husband steps in. And he was like, we're going to have cobalt blue plates. And I looked at him and I was like, that's not the
blue
colors.
Plate.
No, and the best is I was like, but that's not even our colors.
Right.
He's like, it's fine. It'll just go. And I was like, all right, you know what? I don't even care. My dad just keeps My dad keeps texting me, Dan should have paid. I repeat, my ex-husband should have paid. He, now my dad's hating him because we got divorced. But he said he's on your side about weddings.
Oh, yeah?
About having big weddings and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But if I'm to do this again, I think it's, well, I want to do this again. I think I'm going to be, I want to go to Italy. I want to have just my immediate family, pay for them to go out there, do a little ceremony, have a little trip. Yeah. Not even really, I don't even care about a reception, but just maybe do a little trip around Italy or something, and then,
wow,
that sounds nice.
But usually second weddings are not as fancy, you know? I mean, you're like thinking,
well, some people will do it up every time, you know what I mean? If they have the money, they will do it up. But for me, no, I'm just, I want it to be nice and, you know, kind of mellow and the people there that I want there, and but everybody at my wedding was great. I mean, I appreciated it all, and it really, what, the wedding was amazing. Too bad the marriage sucked, but the wedding was incredible.
That's usually the case.
I know, right?
You know, I mean, look, 50% of the people get divorced, you know.
I had
so it's all a waste of money.
It really is. I actually had a friend, she got actually I was friends with him. She was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of said something to him before. And I think he knew, but he was kind of like, well, I'm going to go with this anyway. And we're like, okay, good luck. They got married at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Mm-hmm. And they spent $90,000 on a wedding.
Oh, my God.
They were married for 8 months.
You know what? They deserve it.
Right? Like, I'm like, and he just went with it. Like, he just went with the wedding. Like, it was all her. She was the one that was like, no, we're doing this, this, this. We're having it at the Beverly Hills Hotel because of status and all her friends. And there was tons of people. And it was an amazing wedding. But, like, really? $90,000.
Oh,
for on what? On what bullshit
you'd
are you going to spend
$90,000? For the rest of their lives, you know?
I
after
think,
they're married. Can you imagine your divorce, you're still paying off your
I know, right? Could you imagine? Or he gets married again, and he's, like, with his new bride, he's having, he's still, like, making payments for his first wedding. I would be, if I was that bride, if I was his second bride, I'd be so bitter.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck you, asshole. Seriously, I would be so bitter about it.
Well,
but I don't know. I mean, I doubt that this... I mean, do they have to pay... This is going to sound really stupid.
Yeah.
But the royal... This royal wedding, do they have to, like, pay for all this to happen? I mean...
I think so. I don't know. Except it's probably, like, considered, like, a state wedding or something, you know? And maybe...
So, yeah.
Maybe the government would pay for it? I don't know. I have absolutely no idea who paid for it all.
We need a Brit in here. Who can we call that's a Brit that would know any of this stuff? I feel like every Brit should know this.
Yeah. Maybe they do, but we're not
Brits. But we are not Brits, and we don't know anything about their culture. Awesome. Fantastic. But no, it's pretty amazing, though. I really, really want to watch it. And I think she's just stunning, and he's okay now.
Yeah.
He's still got a cute face, just the hair.
Yeah.
Maybe some Rogaine, bring it back.
Yeah.
I think he might be
okay. You think Rogaine works?
I don't know. Do you think that works?
So, no.
Do you know anybody that ever tried it?
No.
Dad, maybe you should try that. He's going to hate me. Sorry. Maybe I want to know somebody who's tried it, though, for real.
Yeah.
And see if it works. They do. I mean, they claim to, you know, they claim that it works.
I don't know.
But
there's all kinds of claims, you know. I haven't seen any that really works, you know.
That's true. Oh, the Beckhams went. Elton John.
Yeah, the Beckhams looked... I mean, she looked... She always looks mad, you know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel the same exact way. She is so crabby all the time. And sweetheart, if I had your life, I would be the happiest fucking person in the world. You are married to one of the hottest men ever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got beautiful children. You've got your own clothing line. You're in... You're like this big thing when you don't even really do anything.
Right.
Like, come on.
I know.
Really? Really. You're so angry.
Yeah.
All the time. I hate her. If I was standing next to her, I would punch her in the face, just so you know. Oh, my God. I'm looking at her hat.
Yeah. Look at her hat, huh? It's something.
You are not kidding. Yeah. Oh, David Beckham. Hello.
Yeah, he looked good.
You're so cute. Good. I love that you can say that. You're okay with your manhood that you can
say. Yeah, yeah.
Good, that's good.
What the hell?
Oh, my God,
you know?
These hats are crazy.
If a guy's handsome, I'll admit it, you know?
No, that's awesome.
Hold on, we got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam.
Mario.
Hey, what's up?
Mario, what's going on, man?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, Mario.
Well, I just woke up. Hi. I just woke up and heard all this wedding stuff.
Yeah.
Sam. Stephanie's your queen, and I'm going to anoint Tony King Tony.
King Tony.
King Tony. My dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your dad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he likes your dad.
You know? God.
This is Mario Midnight Man. I think he...
Why would I watch that wedding, Sam? No, thank you. I'm not a prick.
I'm not a Brit. Come on, though.
I'm full-blooded Dago, and that's what I am, and I'm not a Brit.
I love it.
They're all brats.
I'm a full-blooded Dago.
The Brits are brats.
You are awesome. I love it. I just want to see. I mean, I want to live through her. That's why I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I just want to, like...
As far as you talking about Italy, my father was born there.
Oh, where?
Sicily.
Oh my God, I'm
Sounds
so jealous.
Good.
Have you been?
I am full blooded.
Are you? Have you been?
I have never been there, but I'm full blooded Sicily.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Sicilian. There you go.
And you guys have the best food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they zapped me for the sixth time, Sam, and they brought me back last week, I think it was.
Yes, yes. Mario actually died and they brought him back.
The doctor said the only way I could be here that many times, you have to be a tough fucking wop.
Yeah,
I looked up and I said, what the hell did you just say? He said, you heard me. Because in your condition, you should have been legally dead the first time.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
So, wait.
There's something.
Yep. How many times have you died?
I died 7 times already.
Wow.
What?
How can that happen? I mean, how is that possible?
Yeah, please tell me.
The heart rate keeps going up and down. And then that Monday that you guys were on the air, after you guys went off the air, I started writing with my band, and they just said, hey, Mario, what's the matter? And I was just staring. And then they just said, they checked my heart rate, and they said, we got to move them fast.
Wow.
En route, I died. On the table, I died. And then that night, they kept zapping me, and they kept putting some type of a liquid in me. And when I finally woke up, I said, no more.
Wow.
You're like
so
a cat.
Paul goes, what do I put on Facebook? I said, I don't give a fuck. I want to go. I'm tired. I don't want to live this life no more. The doctor looked at me. He goes, well, Mario, you sign the papers. Don't zap.
Yeah.
I said, well, then quit fighting with my damn family. If I wanted to go, I'll go. If I don't, the Lord and me will say it. So then the last thing I remember is my dad saying, hey, you got stuff to do down there. Get your ass back to Earth. And I said, what?
Wow.
I said, all I remember seeing is you, Stephanie, and Susie. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting zapped back. And I look down at my chest. I'm beaver red. I'm saying, Doc, the next time somebody gets back, it will be you.
Hold on. Back it up, Mario. You had a near-death experience, and the only people you saw were Sam and me? That is a little frightening.
The main thing is, I'll be 52 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
When I was on stage... singing God Knows by Kid Rock, that was my first experience of dying in 2000.
Wow. What,
so you take
singing
from
a terrible
2000
song?
Until now, and then meeting up with Sir Sam there, mm-hmm. and TJ,
right.
They brought me back.
Wow.
I didn't want to live no more.
Yeah.
And then it will be a year, May 11th, that my dad passed. I held him in my arms, and he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Right.
I had to talk him through it and say, hey, down here is nothing. Up there, you got freedom. Mm-hmm. You did all you did for 77 years. I put, okay, Stephanie, to put it in perspective, mm-hmm. I'm in severe pain all my life, electrical pain.
Okay, what's going on?
They knew it. The doctors know it. I'm on 27 drugs to keep me going.
Wow.
What's wrong, yeah. if you don't mind me asking, Mario?
So then when I told my dad, I told everyone to leave the room on May 10th. I held him in my arms. I said, Dad, you don't have to worry about me or nobody else no more. You did what you did. You raised six kids. You got grandkids. I'm worried about everybody. I said, Dad, there's no more worrying. What about you? I said, Dad, if the Lord wanted me, he would have took me that night.
Right. Yeah.
Worried about your wife and child. When I go up there, I said, hold them, bless them, and you're free.
Right.
He said, well, you didn't even have a marriage. I said, I married my wife on her deathbed with my child and her in my arms. I said, Dad, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm keeping you from L.A. I said, no, Dad, you're not. I said, I'll stay up here. I'll finish what we started. I'll get everything straightened out. I'll sign the lease for one more year. I said, Dad, you have to go. Well, then can I have a beer and a fucking cigarette? I said, whatever you want. I said, Mom, bring the beer, bring the wine, bring the cigarettes. Let's do it.
Yeah.
After he drank the beer, the cigarette, he looked up and said, you're the best son I ever had. Whatever you decide to do from here on out, you just go out and do it. I said, I got TJ, I got Sam, I got the radio station. I said, Dad, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, I'm glad you're still around, Mario. Yeah. I really am. And
well, yeah, and then when I woke up after they zapped me the sixth time, I go, Ma, will you quit holding on? And she's in tears, and I'm saying, Pa, remove my family. Let me decide what I want to do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't sleep that whole week. They kept zapping me and putting tubes in and this and that. The last tube they wanted to put in was the one in my throat again. I said, fuck no. If that comes up again, I'm gone.
Yeah.
No more tubes.
Mario, I salute you, man. You've gone through a tough life, and like I've told you many times before.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, everybody else around that's normal, I'm normal, they're disabled.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody bitches about things and everything. I said, no, that's it. Like the thing with your dog there, Stephanie,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
With my sisters and my dogs, I put down six of them.
Ugh.
The one that hurt the most was when Trixie got hit by a semi.
Ugh.
My four-year-old sister was sitting there and, what? I said, don't look.
Oh, God.
I said, just stand behind me and everything will be fine. I said, there's always going to be dogs, Kimmy. That's it.
Yep.
I said, don't worry about it. She's going to a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Mario,
And now with Chico, he won't leave me alone.
Yes.
That's what woke me up. He was on my chest licking me, and I'm thinking, I'm in the hospital. Something's wet here. I open my eyes, and Chico goes,
licking.
We'll go for a walk. Get up. I said, I'm not moving. I said, Paul, take the dog. Take the family. Hey, Sam, they had to remove 150 people from the hospital.
Wow.
Everybody wanted to come in because they brought the priest in, gave me the last rites and everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, if I feel that zapper one more time, I'm going to go nuts.
Hey.
And then the nurse comes in. Get this, Sam. The nurse comes in and says, why aren't you sleeping? I said, Jesus Christ, I was just out for a week. What do you mean? How come I'm not sleeping? I'm a midnight man. I used to work midnight. I said, Doc, remove the pit bull, the nurse, the pit bull. I said, I'll decide what I want to do. I said, just promise me one more thing, Doc. I don't want to do no more concerts from a wheelchair or or the video. I want to go back up on stage. He goes, I'll say one thing. If you go back up on that stage and it happens in 2000, you will be gone because you're a fire pit. When you're on stage, you put everything out. You never put nothing back in. Right. I, Jesus Christ, I'm going to be 52, not 25.
Yeah, there you
he
go.
Goes, but the main thing is, I read what Paul gave me, your last thing you wrote. Mm-hmm. Whoever this woman is the one to your heart.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Mario,
that's why I heard what my doctor heard, what Sam said, and then my doctor came back and told me what Sam said when you and that other woman was online with Sam that day. Mm-hmm. He said, now, Mario, he walks in, he goes, I have to sit down and talk to you. I said, sure, Rick, sit.
Yeah.
He says, Paul gave me a piece of what you wrote before you went out.
Right.
Woman, the one on the air with Sam? Mm-hmm. I says, okay, you win the prize.
Mario, has anyone ever told you that you sound like Dennis Hopper?
Really?
You do. This whole time I'm like thinking I'm talking to Dennis Hopper from the grave.
Sweetheart, I got so many voices, it would drive you nuts.
Well, I love your voice, and you sound like Dennis Hopper.
Mario, and thanks for staying with us and for sticking around. You know,
yes,
I mean,
thank you for being a fan. Happy
you know,
birthday.
And not letting go that easily. You know, I mean, the thing is I know you've suffered a lot. I think if I were in your shoes, I would say just fuck it, you know, let me go in peace. But you know, you're resilient.
I did many times, Sam, and they said because I'm a WAP, there is nothing going to take me out except for when I decide to die in my sleep peacefully. And right now, that peace ain't there.
Yeah. All right, Mario. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, my friend. And feel good.
Have a great birthday, and thank you for your kind words about Chester. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Happy
take
birthday,
care.
Mario.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Bye.
He's so sweet.
He is, you
what
know.
What a good
and, I mean,
guy.
Yeah, and he's very strong. I mean, the pain, he lives in constant pain all the time, you know. And this is just physical pain, you know, like you heard him, his wife died, his kid died.
How?
And, you know, I don't know, I can't even remember.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
He's such a sweet man. Thank you for calling in, Mario, and he really honestly sounds like Dennis Hopper. I'm not even kidding. Like, the whole time I'm sitting here
really?
Thinking I'm talking to Dennis Hopper. But then I'm like, oh, wait, Dennis Hopper's dead. That's right. I'm not making this up. But that's so great. I'm glad we have such great listeners that call in and support. And
yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I did want to touch on a thing in San Francisco. They're putting it up to vote whether they're going to ban male circumcision in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? They call it mutilation.
Okay.
And male genital mutilation, and they liken it to cutting female genitals, which I don't think is the same at all.
Not even a little bit.
No,
has
not
anyone
even a
seen
call.
An uncircumcised penis? Because I have. It ain't pretty. Let me tell you. Don't like it.
Don't like it.
I mean, honestly, when it's hard, it all looks the same. When it's not, pigs in a blanket, my friend. Pigs in a blanket. Just saying. Not so pretty.
But I mean, you know, it's like those activists, you know, it's like they try to tell you how to live your life. And, you know, I mean, you don't want to circumcise your kid, fine.
Sure.
You know, but leave me alone, you know.
I
let
agree.
Me do with my kid whatever I want. And if I believe it's, you know, for hygiene reasons or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
That stuff gets all nasty in there if you don't clean it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? What they call it? Smagma or something?
That is such a terrible word. I think that's my least favorite word.
It is.
Smagma.
It's fucking gross.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. But no, I completely agree with you. I'm, you know what? I respect the fact that people, freedom of speech, you can, you know, say what you want and what you believe in. That's great.
Right.
But to impose that on somebody else, I have a problem with.
Yeah.
It's the same with religion.
Yeah.
When somebody, hey, I respect what everybody believes, that's cool.
Right.
But the moment that you put it on me and say that this is the right way, this is the only way, I have a problem with
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
That bothers me.
So, yeah, I know. And, you know, especially with circumcision, I mean, it's become part of, like, Western culture. And, you know, many people do it. I don't think there's many people that are not circumcised. And, you know, not all of them are for religious reasons. Some
right.
people do it for health or whatever. And some people just do it because, you know.
Right.
But they're saying that, let's see, they...
Yeah, I didn't see this.
Yeah, they seek to make it unlawful to circumcise, excise, cut, or mutilate the whole or any part of the foreskin, testicles, or penis. Oh,
okay.
My God. Hold on, we got another phone call here. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Steve.
It's St. Louis Steve.
It is
Hi,
St. Louis Steve.
Steve.
How you doing?
Hey, Steph. Wonderful. It's a beautiful day here, and I am alive.
Yes.
Yay, good.
After some tornadoes and shit.
Right. You know exactly where I'm going. There's been so much wild weather coming through the Midwest and down south.
Right.
And thank God that nobody got killed here in the St. Louis area, but I heard some bad news that there's a bunch down there in Louisiana area. So
Alabama.
You know, I don't know what it's like out in your part of the country, but
no tornadoes
it's been bizarre.
Here. Man.
No tornadoes.
Huh?
It's sunny and beautiful here.
Yeah.
Right. It's sunny and beautiful here today, too.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Yeah, and I just, we've been listening. I thought I'd want to call in and say hello and love your show and have a super weekend.
Thank
oh,
you, Steve. We appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you so much. What are you doing this weekend?
Mushroom hunting.
You're doing
there
the
he
mushroom
is with his
hunting.
Mushrooms still.
I love
more.
It.
More. I had good luck, and I'm going back for more.
Good
Sounds
for you.
Can't get enough of it. You know what they taste like.
I don't. I still don't know what they taste like.
Oh,
still...
you know, I think I remembered saying what they taste like, but
yeah,
I might have
you
been...
did. Yeah. You did.
I might have been kind of crude in saying that. I didn't mean to be rude, but
it's okay.
You know,
so
we
talk about everything.
Very,
here.
Very descriptive way of explaining the flavor.
Okay.
It was very
good.
Descriptive. Well, that sounds like a fun weekend. But,
yeah, they're really popping up all over. And with the sun coming out, they're going to pop up again. So
sounds good.
It's a great time.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Steve. Have
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, we have such sweet people.
Yeah, tornado country, man.
And mushroom hunting.
Mushroom hunting, too.
I love it.
I didn't know you needed to hunt mushrooms.
I didn't either. Apparently, like, it's
Take
a dangerous
gun
thing.
And a hunting dog.
It's a dangerous thing to hunt mushrooms. Who knew?
Maybe that's what they call it, you know, when you go picking them, you know.
Yeah, you don't really say mushroom looking, right?
Yeah.
That's too, like,
Searching
meh.
For mushroom.
Mushroom hunting
picking,
is like,
maybe.
Yeah, like, we're doing this. This is, like, a big thing, right? Is
we're
going to
chase
is?
The fuckers down and kill them.
And if they try to run, I'm going to shoot them.
Yeah. But I guess that's what they call it, you know? Who knows?
Hey, you know what? I'm not the biggest mushroom fan. It's the texture for me.
Really?
But, yeah, I'm a texture fanatic.
Yeah, I know. I like texture, too, but I happen to love mushrooms.
Do
you? There's some things that the texture... what is it that I don't like? Texture of what? I don't remember, but there's a few things I don't like the texture of.
I love you too. Oh, God. I don't like oysters or clams.
Yeah.
I don't like any kind of meat that's, like, rubbery.
Yeah.
I can eat sushi, but there's only certain types of sushi I can eat.
Really?
But, I'm pretty particular about the texture of things.
Yeah.
Anything chewy, I'm not really a fan of.
I know. That's why sushi doesn't really appeal to me, you know? And I mean, it does appeal to me, but I won't eat it, you know?
Oh, you don't eat sushi?
No, because it just seems to me like the texture is going to be like...
Just to say this before we have to go, it took me a really long time to like it, but I love it now, and I don't eat everything. Like, I won't eat eel and certain other things, but spicy tuna I love, and yellowtail I love, and there's a lot of things that are really, really good.
Yeah.
But you gotta be open to it and know that not everything is, like, chewy and nasty.
Right.
But some of that stuff tastes good. You would do good with the rolls, because it all blends together.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like eating,
exactly.
You know. Yeah. It's, you know, it take some time. Yeah. It took me a while.
Yeah.
So I totally understand and respect that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Just so you know, Sam, because you care whether I respect that or not.
This is starting to irritate me.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No. All well, right, Stephanie. You. Well, have a great weekend, and you get to grieve a little bit and stuff. And,
thank you. Thanks, guys. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.